talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, it's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go, it's a Getaway Friday, Friday, May the 12th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour here. Now, Olivia was our big winner of the Del Taco $10 gift card and the Del Taco beanie, but now we start afresh this hour, and you could win a large Neighbor's Pizza one topping in 45 minutes here. You just got to get in the competition here. Now, name something that some people tend to do nonstop, and it's with their mouth. Go ahead. Well, let's see here. Go. We lost our caller. If that was you, call back in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that some people tend to do nonstop. Name something that some people tend to do nonstop. One answer left here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, eating was there. Let's just say drinking. You seem to drink all day long, so.
No drinking on the list, but a good guess. No drinking on the list, but not a bad guess. Name something that some people tend to do nonstop. Now, we've got talk, breathe, eat, smoke, think. Now, the last thing is something you do with your mouth. Now, it's not a word that you say. It's something that you do continuously with your mouth. Think of things, when people are talking, think of things that they say over and over and over again that aren't necessarily words. I'm trying to push this one through here today. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
You smile.
Not smile. Not smile. Something you do with your mouth nonstop. 740-383-9944. All right. Well, let's see here. I think we lost that caller. Having a lot of that here today. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answer here? Something you tend to do nonstop. It has to do with your mouth. It's not a word, but it's something you say. When people are talking. Kind of hard to get here. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be open and close your mouth like your lips?
No.
Not smack your lips, but something with the lips?
No, not smacking your lips. No smacking your lips is not on the list here today. It's something, it's not a word, but it's part of people's speech that they say over and over and over again when they're talking, but it's not a word. This is the most convoluted description I think I've ever given in the Family Feud history. 740-383-9944. 18 and a half minutes past the hour. We don't have any entrants. At the bottom of this hour, we're going to draw for the large Neighbor's Pizza one topping. We do have Olivia as the big winner today of Del Taco. Go ahead, caller.
It's not really a word. It's like or something like that.
Now, which one did you say?
I don't know whether you'd say like people are talking. You just
Now how are you, I guess you, spell it for me.
I'd say UGH.
Ugh. Is that what you're
saying? Something like that. People, they just do it when somebody's talking. You know, like, or something. It's not really a word.
Yeah, something like
that. Kind of agree with somebody, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's something like that, but not those two.
Now, does it have a spelling, or is it just a sound?
It's got a spelling here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's two letters, as a matter of fact, is the spelling of this thing. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If we could get any... I don't think we could get any more convoluted here today. Oh, my goodness. Don't forget the big Friday Night Show tonight. Biggest one in the history of Friday Night Shows. Sean, Matt, Olivia, the whole bunch here tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun. 740-383-9944. 8:15 until 10 p.m. Write that down on your calendars right now so you don't miss it tonight. 740-383-9944. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller. Not uh-huh, but close.
Okay.
Not uh-huh, but not too far off from where we want to be. We've never heard the report back on Olivia yet. That, who was looking, was that Jeff looking her up earlier on? I wonder if he got to see the picture. Who knows? Go ahead, caller.
I don't know if it's YA, it's like, yeah.
not yeah, but a good one. It's two letters, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. My goodness. Name something that some people tend to do nonstop. 740-383-9944. The other answers were talk, breathe, eat, smoke, think, and this one. What is it? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Here, I'm going to give it a try. You don't say yes. They say, well, you go do something for me, and you say yeah.
Not
E or something.
Yeah, not yeah. Not yeah. That's not the one we're looking for here. Boy, oh boy. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you tend to do with your mouth nonstop, and it's a part of language, in a way, I guess. What? But it's not a word. I don't think we'd classify this in the dictionary as a word. It's two letters. Part of speech. Boy, I'll tell you, coming up on 22 minutes past the hour here, we don't have anybody entered for this one-topping neighbor's pizza. What is it going to be? What's it going to come down to here? 740-383-9944. Name something that some people tend to do nonstop. Go ahead, caller.
Smile?
No, it's a noise.
Oh.
It's a noise.
Oh, boy.
I know, it's... Well, you know how people do things with their language that aren't really words, but they make noises?
Well, it... okay.
I'm trying to think... Like we had earlier, like some people go, you know, UH.
Yeah.
But that's not really a word. It's something like that.
Okay.
I know. Could it be any more convoluted today?
No.
I think I'm getting a headache trying to get this one out.
I'm so sorry.
No, thanks. Bye-bye. All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. What could it be? What could it be? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say that. S-H, just be quiet.
No, that's a good guess. No, not shh. I guess that's the noise we would make there, wouldn't it be? Shh. No, it's not that one. It's only two letters. Boy, oh boy. One topping large neighbor's pizza hangs in the balance here today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Getaway Friday, May the 12th, 2023, 24 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Name something that some people do non-stop. talk, breathe, eat, smoke, think, and say this noise. It's two letters. What is it? Oh, my goodness. I don't even know any better clue to give than the ones that we've given here. Holy mackerel, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answer? Name something that some people seem to do non-stop. Some people seem to do it non-stop. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, this is getting ridiculous. Is it like when you snore, you get like a Z?
No, it's... If you were speaking to somebody and maybe they didn't have the answer, if you asked them a question, they might make this noise.
Can be ugh. That's the only thing I can think
of. Not ugh. Like U-G-H?
Yeah.
No, not ugh.
Huh?
Not ugh.
Not huh. It's not that huh, is it?
Not
that
huh.
People always say, huh? H-U-H or something?
Not H-H or H.
Yeah, people, you ask them something and they don't give a word, they'll just say, huh?
Yeah, no. Not huh, H-U-H, but if somebody would ask you a question and you wouldn't know the answer, it's a noise I've heard people make, and they make it a lot.
I probably do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I can't think of anything else.
I've probably done it here today, speaking all morning long. It's, you know, those noises, when we can't think of the answer, sometimes we make this noise. That is two letters, it's not really a word, but people do it all the time.
Gosh, I can't think of anything else. Okay.
Keep thinking. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Boy, this is a difficult one. All right, 740-383-9944. Name something that some people tend to do non-stop. Talk, breathe, eat, smoke, think, and then this thing. And it's the part of a speech, if you would ask somebody a question and they wouldn't know the answer, they might make this noise. It's two letters. Go ahead, caller.
I think I found it. Did somebody say that?
No, and how are you spelling that?
That's the answer.
Hum.
U-M.
Oh, U-M, yes, it is. We do that all the time.
Ironic, Scott, that also refers to University of Michigan, which isn't really well-liked in this area, so maybe that's why people were thinking University of Michigan, blanking out that M like they do at Ohio State before the game.
Yeah, and I think I did that earlier on. I think we just do that.
Okay, being an OSU graduate, you know, you don't like UM, but in this case, it's an answer, so,
We'll take it. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, it was and that rolls out the cahill. Thank goodness. Name something that some people do nonstop. Talk, breathe, eat, smoke, think, and say UM. Okay, next category. Holy mackerel. Name something cats and men have in common. Okay, well, the categories just keep getting richer here. Name something that cats and men have in common. Well, of course. Go ahead, caller.
I think I say H-M, instead of the I say
You know when people say, how many bottles are in a quart? And they, let me see.
Yeah. Well, I usually say, I think I use an H instead of a U.
We finally got it. Thank goodness.
Okay.
All right. Next category, we still got to give away this large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza in the next 30 minutes here. We've got nobody in the drawing yet. The category is, name something cats and men have in common. Six answers on the board. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What a category. Things cats and men have in common. Go ahead, caller.
I shall give a comical answer, which might be there because it really is true biologically. Then I'll give an answer that probably will be there. The biological silly answer would be they're hairy or they're furry. hair all over their bodies.
Yep, Harry's number four on the list.
I can't believe that that's actually there.
That is there.
No, that's a good. Okay, I'm not going to give the other answer because it's obvious, but kind of impressed that that's there. Okay, well, we'll see you later.
All right. Harry is number four on the list. Isn't that something pleasant to think about on this afternoon? Harry is on the list here today. Name something cats and men have in common. Cats and men have in common. 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Let's just say hunters.
Hunters. Let's see here. No hunters on the list.
Okay.
No hunters on the list here today. Still nobody in for this pizza. Oh, my goodness. And we've only got 30 minutes left. A large one-topping neighbor's pizza. You could be enjoying tonight listening to the Friday Night Live Show, 8:15 to 10 p.m. right here on this station tonight. You're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be big. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. What's
they,
that?
They think they're superior.
Think they're superior. No superior on the list.
Okay.
No superior on the list today. No thinking that they're superior. Name something cats and men have in common. Cats and men have in common. Oh, what a category. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that cats and men have in common. Harry is what we've got so far. Number four on the list. What are the other five answers? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'll give one of the boring answers. I haven't heard it yet. They like to eat. You know, I like to eat. I'm a man.
No eating on the list.
Well, that's odd, Scott. You're a man. You like to eat, don't you?
Well, sure. Okay, I know. Well, sad, isn't it?
Okay, well, next time you post your dinner before your Friday night show, I'll let all the cats in my neighborhood know that they can't be doing that because they don't like to eat, but men do.
It's not similar. You got it. No eating on the list here today. Name something that cats and men have in common. Oh, my. Who's got the answers? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Independent.
No independent on the list. No independent on the list here today. Name something that cats and men have in common. Cats and men have in common. All we've got so far is Harry. We've still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers on the list. All right. Nobody in for the pizza yet. Holy mackerel. How is that possible? Go ahead, caller.
Let's say don't like baths.
No baths on the list. No baths on the list. Name something cats and men have in common. Cats and men have in common. Harry is number four on the list. What are the other answers? Last hour, Olivia won the Del Taco gift card, $10, and the Del Taco beanie. Ryan, we still have his Del Taco gift card and Del Taco beanie here until 1 o'clock this afternoon. And this hour, we're giving away a large one-topping neighbor's pizza, and we still have nobody in the drawing so far. Go ahead, caller.
This is my other boring answer. Sleep a lot. Like to sleep.
Sleeping's number one on the list.
Sleeping is number one. Eating is not there, and Harry is number four.
You got it.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
Sleeping is number one on the list. Harry is number four, and eating is not on the list. That is correct. 740-383-9944. Getaway Friday, May the 12th. 2023, 740-383-9944. Name something cats and men have in common. Cats and men have in common. What could it be? The final five answers here. All right, let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say they're affectionate.
Affectionate, let's see here.
Loving. Loving, let's just say loving.
No loving on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No loving on the list, but not a bad guess, certainly. 34 minutes past the hour here. 26 minutes left in the program, the big program here today. Nobody lined up to win the one-topping neighbor's pizza. As of yet, we hope we get there. All right, go ahead, caller.
Snoring.
No snoring on the list, but there's one close to that. No snoring on the list, but there's kind of one. It's not sleeping, it's not snoring, but it's similar. It's in the same neighborhood. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'd like to eat.
Nope, no eating on the list. No eating on the list here today. Coming up on 35 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the correct answer? Go ahead, caller.
They like females, even female cats, or in my case, female humans.
No females on the list. No females on the list here today. All right. Name something cats and men have in common. Cats and men. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say they're always like purring or talking.
No purring or talking.
Talking.
No purring or talking on the list today. No purring or talking. All right. Let's see if this is a correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I was going to say sleeping, but Adam took that answer, so I guess I'm going to go with purr.
No purring on the list.
Okay.
But there is something on this list that makes a cat purr. Think in that terminology, what makes a cat purr? All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say eating. I don't know if anybody said eating.
No eating on the list. No eating on the list here today. 740-383-9944. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Yawning.
Yawning. Not yawning, but yawning is a sign of this.
Mm.
All right. Keep thinking. Yawning is a sign of this trait. So we've got yawning as a sign of one of these things. And the other thing would make a pet purr. I guess, a cat, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
I've got my answer.
call back in. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Oh, my goodness gracious. We're rolling right through them now. Go ahead, caller.
Would a cat or a man yawn be because he or she is bored?
Not bored, but a good guess. Not bored. Yawning, not a sign of boredom. Something else. Man, we've only got 23 minutes left and still nobody in the competition for the large one-topping neighbor's pizza. All right, go ahead, caller.
I remembered it. I'm going to say petting or scratching them, like scratching their backs or tummy.
Yes, petting is number 6 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
What man likes to be petted? I've never heard such a thing. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So we've got sleeping, hairy, petting. Go ahead, caller.
Eating.
No eating on the list. No eating on the list, I guess is what we'll say at this particular point. 740-383-9944. Sleeping, hairy, petting, I don't understand, but whatever. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
They like to cuddle.
No cuddle. No cuddle on the list here today. Now remember, yawning is a sign of one of these things. Yawning is a sign. Name something cats and men have in common. Cats and men have in common. Sleeping, hairy, petting. What a list. Honest to goodness. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 39 minutes past the hour. 21 minutes left in the big broadcast here today. Judy, so far the only one in the competition, had a lot of guesses, but we've still got 20 minutes left. A large one-topping neighbor's pizza hangs in the balance here today. Who's going to get it? 39 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
It took a while there for me to listen. I know you're getting hoarse saying the category, but what is the category?
The category is name something cats and men have in common.
Oh, well, men like to be aroused, right?
I think they do, sometimes.
Now, listen to me. I'm a little bit familiar with the cats and a chemical out of a plant called catnip. Have you ever heard of that?
Sometimes I've had to use that in certain situations.
Well, and you've seen how the reaction of a cat does when it rolls in it or something like that?
I certainly have.
They are very aroused, aren't they?
They certainly are.
Jumping for joy. Is that in there in the list anyhow?
That's not in there, but you know, it is something that men have in common with cats at some point. They need a little catnip.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Oh, Lord. It is Friday, isn't it? Oh, my. 20 minutes left in the broadcast. Listen to the show tonight. There'll be all kinds of catnip all over the place tonight. Sean, Matt, Olivia, myself. Ay, ay, ay. The neighbor's pizza hanging in the balance. One topping. Wow. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say they like their own space.
liking their own space. No liking their own space. That did not make the particular list. Judy, the only one in the competition so far. Oh, man. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Well, you know, they had a lot of women's expressions, so I'll give them my wife. She said they're sly.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Sneaky. I'll buy that. Number three on the list.
Okay, great. And you know what? I always heard the thing, sly as a fox, but some of them are sly as a cat.
Or sly as a man, I guess.
And some men are catch meow, aren't they?
They might. You never know.
Okay.
All right. Sneaky was on the list. Absolutely. Now Carolyn in the competition here today. Oh, what a list. 19 minutes left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Scratching. I like to scratch.
Scratching. No scratching on the list. No scratching on the list. We've still got the one, though, that yawning is a sign of. Yawning is a sign of this. We've got sleeping, sneaky, hairy, and petting. Still two answers left on the list, and one of the answers has to do with yawning. What is yawning a sign of? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's got the answers here? 18 minutes left to go. Two people in for the large neighbor's pizza that we're going to draw here in about 17 minutes. Carol and Judy. Carol and Judy so far in the competition. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say sleepy or bedtime.
Not sleeping. Sleeping was the number one answer. We already got that one. But yawning is a sign of this trait, I guess. Name something cats and men have in common. Cats and men have in common. Sleeping, sneaky, hairy, and they like petting. Honest to goodness, who in the world likes to be petted? Not me. Oh, my. What a Friday. Go ahead, caller.
Well, my answer is going to be content.
Not content, but a good guess. Not content, but a good guess. All right, 44 minutes past the hour. You know, if you like to be petted, you might need to see a psychologist. That might be a whole nother topic. Name something cats and men have in common. Cats and men. Sleeping, sneaky, hairy, like petting. Two answers left on the board. What are they? 740-383-9944. 44 minutes past the hour, 16 minutes left to go. A large one-topping neighbor's pizza hangs in the balance here today. And it certainly is hanging in the balance this particular hour. Olivia was the winner of our Del Taco $10 gift card and Del Taco beanie. Friday night show tonight, 8:15 till 10 o'clock. Don't miss that for love nor money. Name something cats and men have in common. Sleeping, sneaky, hairy, and they like petting. Two left on the list, and yawning is a sign of one of these categories. Yawning is a sign of one of these categories. One of these answers in the category. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. About 15 minutes left in the big broadcast today. All right, who's going to get the answer? Two answers left on the list. I'll tell you, one of the answers has to do with yawning. If you're yawning, you might be what? Then the other answer, well, you know, they say a lot of men are this. And I guess a lot of cats are this. To give a hint to this other one's very difficult because it would for sure give it away. What do they say? Like, if a cat does not like its food, what would they say about it? All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say you're sleepy or tired if you're yawning.
Not sleepy or tired, but it's not going to sleep totally, I guess. But people might call you...
Napping. Napping.
No, it's something people might call you if you're yawning all the time. It's probably something else people would call you.
Okay.
Like if you're having a day where nothing's going on and you're yawning, what might people call that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 46 minutes past the hour. Name something cats and men have in common. Cats and men. Go ahead, caller.
They're finicky.
Oh, thank God. Yes, finicky.
Okay.
Is on. What a list this is. Can you? I don't know why in the world I ever picked this thing. It's
okay.
Awful. Thanks. Finicky is on the list. Now we got Mary in the competition here. Finicky is definitely on the list. Now, see, I'm not that either. I'm not half the things on this list. One answer left. We got finicky. Name something cats and men have in common. Cats and men have in common. About down to 12 minutes here before we do the drawing for the big neighbor's pizza. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We got sleeping. We got sneaky. We got hairy. We got finicky. And we got they like petting. Now remember that one. Psychological problems. They like petting. Okay, what's number two on the list? Now, if you're yawning, what kind of day might you be having? Or what would somebody call you if you were yawning? Go ahead, caller.
How about lazy?
Lazy! That's what we're looking for.
Hey, Scott.
Yes?
I want to put an emphasis on this. If we win anything, I'd like to see, and in the near future, anything that we win, especially a pizza, I'd like to see it presented to Chip, and he can have it delivered to his house, whatever residence he lives in, and you take care of that. And if I happen to have a call coming, I might have to go outside for a minute. If that's the ending of it, well, that's our wish to
send it Chip's way.
Yep.
Well, I'll do it. Thank you. All right. Okay, let's see here. Okay, that's the end of that category. Okay. Well, here's another one. We've got about 10 minutes left. Let's get into this category. Six answers on the list. Name something like coffee that can be murder on your stomach. Name something like coffee that can be murder on your stomach. Six answers left to go. We've got three here. Judy, Carol, and Mary in the competition here today. Somebody's going to win that neighbor's pizza in about 10 minutes. Name something that can be murder on your stomach like coffee. Well, there's a lot of this going on in the country. Bad stomachs. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say milk.
Milk. No milk on the list. No milk on the list here today. Name something like coffee that can be murder on your stomach. Something like coffee that can be murder on your stomach. Six answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Exactly 10 minutes left in the broadcast, and Large Neighbor's Pizza going to be drawn in about 9 minutes. Go ahead, caller. Coca-Cola, Soda Pop, number one on the list. Got you, John. All right, Soda Pop, Coca-Cola, number one on the list here today. So, John, now in the competition here. We've got Judy, Carol, Mary, and John in the competition so far. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say drinking booze like liquor.
Alcohol, number three on the list. You got it. Alcohol comes in at number three on the list here today. Name something like coffee that can be murder on the stomach. Soda pop and alcohol. Three left to go. All right, go ahead, caller.
You're naming all of my favorite foods and drinks, Scott, but I'll go for hot sauce, even though I consume hot sauce in large quantities.
Hot sauces?
Peppers or jalapenos and something like that.
Hot sauce is number four on the list.
Okie dokie. Thanks.
Hot sauce, number four on the list here today. Name something like coffee that can be murder on your stomach. Soda pop, alcohol, hot sauce. Three left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's got the remaining three answers? Name something like coffee that can be murder on your stomach. Judy, Carol, Mary, and John in the competition. A large one-topping neighbor's pizza hangs in the balance. Coming up here in about 7 minutes. Olivia, the winner of the $10 Del Taco gift card today. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say those hot peppers. I don't know if they call them jalapenos or something, those hot stuff.
No hot peppers on the list. No hot peppers on the list here today. Soda pop, alcohol, and hot sauce are the three that we have. Name something like coffee that can be murder on your stomach. Something like coffee that can be murder on your stomach. What are those final answers? Those tricky, tricky final answers. Soda pop was one, alcohol was three, and hot sauce was four. So we've still got the number two, five, and six answers on the list. 53 minutes past the hour here, a large one-topping neighbor's pizza coming up here momentarily. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The biggest Friday night show in the history of Friday nights coming up tonight. Myself, Sean, Matt, and Olivia making her debut tonight. 740-383-9944. All right. If you miss that, you're missing something. Write it down on your calendar. All right. Says something like coffee that can be murder on your stomach. Something like coffee that can be murder on your stomach. Coming up on 54 minutes past the hour. Soda pop, alcohol, and hot sauce. Still three answers left on the list. Coming up on 54 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Does anybody have one of the three final answers? Judy, Carol, Mary, or John? Gonna walk away with the Neighbor's Pizza here for this evening. Might be a beautiful night for a Neighbor's Pizza. I think it's gonna rain tonight. But that's showbiz. Hey, stay in and listen to the show tonight. 8:15 to 10 o'clock. Name something like coffee that can be murder on your stomach. Soda pop, alcohol, hot sauce. Is anybody going to come in and save us here with about 4 minutes before the big drawing? Go ahead, caller.
I'm just going to say beans.
Beans, yes, beans is number 5 on the list. Beans show up at number 5 on the list here today. So now we've got beans, hot sauce, alcohol, soda pop. Still two answers left to go. Who's got those two answers? One answer was number 2 on the list, and one answer was number 6 on the list. 740-383-9944. Name something that can be murder on your stomach like coffee. Go ahead, caller.
Tea,
number 2 on the list. You got it. Tea shows up at number 2 on the list. 2 for tea, I guess is how we're going to say that one. Or tea for 2, however you say it. Tea's on the list. One answer left. Go ahead, caller.
I would say an acidic citrus fruit like lemon, lime, or orange.
No fruits.
Okay.
No fruits on the list, but certainly other places. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. About 4 minutes left before we do the big drawing here. Name something like coffee that can be murder on your stomach. Soda pop, tea, alcohol, hot sauce, chili. Chili beans is one of the answers. And the final answer, what is it? Large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza coming up here in about 3 minutes. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try kraut.
No sauerkraut. No sauerkraut on the list here today. Something like coffee that can be murder on your stomach. Something like coffee that can be murder on your stomach. Down to 3 minutes. Soda pop, tea, alcohol, hot sauce, beans. What's the final answer? Go ahead, caller.
Is it a liquid form or a solid form?
It's liquid.
Okay. Chili?
Not chili.
Okay.
Not chili, but it is a liquid. It's a pretty much liquid type of thing. 3 minutes left to go here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something like coffee that can be murder on your stomach. Soda pop, tea, alcohol, hot sauce, chili beans. And one answer left, and it is a liquid. Going to draw for the large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza here in about 2 minutes. All right, go ahead, caller.
It's not that Tabasco sauce, is it?
Not Tabasco. Not Tabasco sauce. Name something like coffee that can be murder on your stomach. 740-383-9944. Something like coffee that can be murder on your stomach. Now remember, if you win the Neighbor's Pizza, one large, one topping, all you got to do is call Neighbor's Pizza tonight and tell them you're the winner. That's how you get your pizza. And Olivia was the winner today of the $10 Del Taco gift card and the Del Taco beanie. And Ryan was the winner 2 weeks ago, and he's got 2 minutes to pick that up here today. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
It's not prune juice, is it?
Not prune juice. Not prune juice. Don't forget to tune in tonight, 8:15 until 10 o'clock. It's going to be a humdinger. We've got Matt and Sean and myself and Olivia all front and center tonight, 8:15 until 10 o'clock for maybe the biggest Friday night show in the history of Friday night shows. 1 minute before we're going to do the drawing for the large neighbor's pizza. Let me give you a big hint on this one. It's almost just like coffee. It's another, people order this in coffee shops. They order this drink in coffee shops. What is that final answer? Name something like coffee that can be murder on your stomach. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. They order it in coffee shops. Alrighty, let's see if we've got an answer coming here. Apparently not. But they order it in coffee shops. Judy, Carol, Mary, and John here. Who's going to get the neighbor's pizza? Can anybody think of what I'm talking about? They order this drink in coffee shops, and it can be murder on your stomach. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Isn't that cold coffee?
Not cold
coffee.
Coffee. Nope. No iced coffee. It is not the iced coffee. All right, 740-383-9944. All right, we're about to do the drawing here. A large one-topping neighbor's pizza. All you got to do is call them. Remember, go ahead, caller.
Espresso?
Espresso. You got it.
Okay.
All right. Espresso is the answer. Name something like coffee that can be murder on your stomach, soda pop, tea, alcohol, hot sauce, chili beans, and espresso. Those are our answers. All right, time to do the drawing for a large one-topping neighbor's pizza. Judy, Carol, Mary, and John in the competition will shake it up here. And our winner today of the neighbor's pizza, one-topping, just call it in, is Mary. Mary, all you got to do is call tonight. Listen to the Friday night show. It's going to be big tonight, 8:15 till 10 o'clock. We've got Olivia. We have got Sean. We've got Matt. We've got myself. It's going to be a humdinger for this day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
I'm wonderful, Scott. Now I'm going to have to be a because you said so much about me nice. But I'll tell you, Scott, it's one of the easiest things in the world. And I wish with all the things